Who are the real people we consider our sages? Who were they in life? What is the legacy they left us? Join Rabbi Danny Sackstein for the next hour as he explores the lives of our Torah giants, the spiritual geniuses who shaped the way we approach Judaism today. That's Focus on Our Sages right now on 101.9 High FM.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Soul to Soul. I'd like to share with you this afternoon a beautiful Perush explanation of the great Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh was one of the great leaders of the Jewish people in the 18th century. He was born in Livorno in Italy, and after many years went to Eretz Israel, fulfilled a great dream to go to the land of Israel. He was a Talmid of the Chida, a student of the Chida, and a great leader, a great holy person. He has a Perush, a commentary on the Torah. It's called Or HaChaim HaKadosh after his name. And he says such a beautiful insight on this week's Parsha that I would love to share, which I think opens up a great understanding to life and guides us in our journey in this world. We, in the Torah reading of this week, Shlach Lecha is about the Meragim, about the spies, the famous incident in the Torah where Moshe, at the insistence of the people, appoints 12 leaders of the people to search out the land, to do a reconnaissance mission, and to come back and report to the people the layout and the makeup of the land that they were about to enter, the land that was promised to Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, to the Jewish people, to their descendants. And so at the end of the parasha, we have the Torah teaching. The Torah commands us about tzitzis, to wear tzitzis, which is the third paragraph of the Shema. So every morning and every night, we say the three paragraphs of the Shema, the third one being tzitzis, the mitzvah of tzitzis. And we see within the mitzvah of tzitzis two interesting extremes, two very strong aspects of life, but on extreme ends of the spectrum. So when we come back, we'll discuss tzitzis and great insights into these teachings.
This is Focus on Our Sages with Rabbi Danny Sackstein on 101.9 High FM.
The Torah commands us with the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzis, it's a commandment from the Torah that if one is wearing a four-cornered garment, on those corners there need to be tzitzis. Tzitzis are the strings that we attach to the corners of the garments. We tie them in a particular way. And so if one's wearing a four-cornered garment, we're obligated, according to the Torah, to put tzitzis on those four corners. And within this commandment of tzitzis, and obviously we want to fulfill the commandment, we want to fulfill this directive of God, and therefore we specifically do wear a four-cornered garment and put tzitzis on them in order to do this mitzvah, in order to fulfill this commandment. Within tzitzis, we see two extremes. On the one hand, tzitzis, Rashi explains that tzitzis, the Torah says, "Uscharetem esko urisem oso." Look at the tzitzis. Uscharetem esko mitzvos Hashem, and remember all the mitzvahs of God. So why, by looking at the tzitzis, do we remember all the mitzvahs of God? Because Rashi explains the gematria, the numerical value of the word tzitzis, is 600, and if one looks the way we tie them, we have 5 knots, and at the end we have 8 strings that hang at the end of the 5 knots. So 5 knots plus 8 strings, 13, plus 600, the gematria of tzitzis, 613. So when we look at tzitzis, we remember all 613 commandments that God gave the Jewish people. Furthermore, the Gemara Menachah says that kol zahir b'mitzvah tzitzis, everybody who's careful in the mitzvah of tzitzis, zoichin liros p'nei ashchina. So that individual merits to see the divine presence, God's presence. So we see on the one hand, tzitzis is a very powerful mitzvah, and it brings kedusha, holiness to a person, and it reminds us of all the Torah. It's connected all the mitzvahs of the Torah. It weighs on the scale and holds up to all the mitzvahs of the Torah added together, just as one mitzvah of tzitzis. And a person who's careful with tzitzis sees God's presence. So on the one hand, tzitzis is a very important, powerful mitzvah that is highlighted in the Torah. On the other hand, it says, lo sasuru acharei levavchem, do not go after your hearts and after your eyes that you follow, that you zoinim, which means that you are seduced into. So tzitzis on the one hand is this kedusha, holiness aspect. On the other hand is the other extreme. It has this concern that we shouldn't follow our eyes and hearts. As Rashi says, the eye looks and the heart desires and the body performs the transgression, the aveira. And that's when we do an aveira, when we do a transgression, so that's a lashon of mezane. We are being disloyal to God. We are betraying God. And it's a very strong expression. Zoinim, because znus is the expression of immorality, of adultery. So just as if chas v'sholom, a husband or a wife, are not loyal to one another, and they're with somebody else, likewise when we do averus, the Torah is saying is we're not loyal to God, we're betraying God, we're betraying the trust of God. So within tzitzis are these two extremes, either the kedusha and the holiness and the sanctity and the elevation, or the other extreme of betraying God, of betraying God's trust and going against God. So let's try and understand why is that? Why within tzitzis do we have these two opposite extremes? We don't see that in any other mitzvah. There's no other mitzvah that says that if you do not fulfill this mitzvah, you are mezaneh, you are betraying God, you are betraying the trust of God. So why there? We don't see that with tefillin or mezuzah or lulav. Don't see it in any other mitzvah. It is with God, with regards to tzitzis. So let's try and understand what is going on over here. Rashi says, as I mentioned, that the law sasuru, sasuru is means do not go after, it actually is a lashon of tur, of spying, which is relevant to this week's parsha, because it's the parsha of the spies. We're going to get back to that in a moment. The Orach Chaim, however, explains it a little bit differently. Listen to what the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says. So as I mentioned, the Orach Chaim was the great leader of the Jewish people. He was in Italy, then he was in Eretz Yisrael. He's buried on Har HaZeisim, on the Mount of Olives in Eretz Yisrael. There's some amazing stories about his grave. And after the 1948 war, when Jerusalem fell into the hands of the Jordanians, so they went with a bulldozers to uproot the graves on the Har HaZeisim, on Mount of Olives. When they arrived at the grave of the Orach Chaim, the bulldozer mysteriously turned over, and the driver was killed. And they did it a second time, and it turned over again, and they realized, oh, this is something we shouldn't tamper with. And that's why the grave of the Orach Chaim is still there on Har HaZeisim, in Yerushalayim. The Orach Chaim says in his Perush on the Torah, on these words, V'lo sasuru, do not go after your heart and your eyes. He says, Perush, that means, Letzad she hanigla hu dava she ha'ayin chafza v'choshka bo. That's those things that are revealed, those things that are open in the world, that's something that the eye is attracted to, and a person desires that. U'mitzvas ha-melech hi tzivoy asos hefech haratzon hativi. But the mitzvahs of God, of the king of the world, which is God, that is that we go against our natural inclination. We fight against those things that the eye is attracted to and the eye is drawn after. And we are to fulfill the mitzvahs of the melech, of the king. So the Orach Chaim says that a beautiful, a very powerful thing over here. He's saying that we are drawn after what we see. For example, we see a nice car, we see a nice house, we see a nice suit, we see some delicious food, a delicious cake. So we're drawn after those external aspects of this world. That's naturally how we were built. That's who we are. For example, now in our shul we have a delicious kiddush at Sunny Road Kehila, and we have a delicious carrot cake. Now if that delicious carrot cake looked like a dry piece of toast, it probably wouldn't be devoured at the kiddush as it is. But since it looks so good and it's got delicious icing on the outside, it's very attractive to the eye, so it's very quickly pounced upon. That's how we are. We go for those things that look good. That's the nature of our makeup. And the world knows that. The world knows that that is human nature. And that's why the new car models coming out every year, the difference is subtle and is slight, and the shape changes just a little bit, and there's an extra line here or there. But since that is now something that catches the eye and something that impresses us, that's what sells. Likewise, we have fashion trends in the world. You know, clothing is clothing. It's a practical item of clothing that serves its purpose of covering the body. In whatever respect. But every year the new fashions, because things are changing and are different and are, have different nuances. And that's attractive to us. That's something that we are drawn after and is very powerful. And that's why new clothes sell, because they follow the new fashions. So that is very much the reality of how a human being is built. And we follow those things. We're drawn after those things. And so we see, therefore, that there are two different paradigms that exist in the world. On the one hand, we have this physical, material, paper-thin, superficial aspect of life, which is how things appear from the outside. And on the other hand, we have a world of what we call pnimius. We have an inner world, a world that is below the surface, a world of inner working. And those are two contrary paradigms that exist in the universe and in each and every one of our lives. Most of the world is caught up in the former paradigm, that of a material physical existence and things that are only of value because of what they look like and not because of their inner content. Especially today, I think it's worse today than it's ever been in the world, because we live in a world where things are so superficial. You know, people put so much into their Facebook pages and their Instagram pages, and they have millions of followers on Instagram, and it's all about what it looks like, what that the person looks like on their holiday, what they look like at work, what they look like together with their spouse or their partner. It's just, as long as it looks good, that's the most important thing. That's what counts. That's the value. There's no idea of what kind of a person that is, what kind of a relationship that is, what kind of the content of that holiday. That's irrelevant. So we're in a very superficial world, and our world puts great emphasis on these superficialities. And that is contrary to our inner world, a world where there's inner meaning and inner work, a world where we are focusing on the true content and value of something as opposed to what it looks like from the outside. And that's the mitzvah of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis comes to teach us about the emphasis we should place on the inner world, as opposed to getting caught up with and lost and indulging simply in that exterior superficial world. And that's what the Or HaChaim is saying, is that God wants us to see through this facade of externalities, of superficialities, and to connect to this inner world. And that's the mitzvah of tzitzis. Tzitzis comes from a lashon of meitzitz. Meitzitz is to peer through, is to peep through, and to see what's behind and below the surface. So the tzitzis are a mitzvah that we need to wear the tzitzis in order that we see through the facade of the outer material physical world. And the body, and through part of that means that we understand that the body is just clothing to the soul. The main aspect of a human being is the soul and not the body. For example, you meet somebody, today is a little bit of a chilly day, so you meet somebody, they're wearing a coat. You don't talk to their coat. You talk to the human being. The coat is just clothing the human being. So the mitzvah tzitzis reminds us that it's a garment, that the garment that we wear is just like the body, which is a garment to the soul. And there's an inner world, a spiritual world, a soul world. The great Mashgiach Rav Volbi, he wrote a letter. He printed a letter in Alei Shur, his great work, a letter that was written by the Altar of Kelm to one of his Talmidim. One of his Talmidim had lost a loved one, lost a relative, and the Altar of Kelm wrote this letter to comfort his student. And in that letter he wrote, he said, "I understand the pain is great for the loss that you are going through right now, but remember that what has happened is that your loved one has just exchanged one coat for another. The coat of the body has now been removed, and there's another coat that person is wearing, because the soul endures forever." As he said, guf levush lenoshoma, that the body is just a clothing to the soul. And the tzitzis comes to remind us of that. The tzitzis tells us that the body is just an externality, and it houses the soul, which is the main part of a human being. And by wearing tzitzis, we are reminded to peer through those externalities and to see the soul. So that's the one aspect in which the tzitzis reminds us of this. The other aspect, the Gemara tells us, we used to have techeles on the tzitzis. Techeles are those blue threads. We don't have them today because we've lost the Masorah, we've lost the tradition exactly where to get that blue dye from. It comes from a fish called the chilazon, and we've lost our, within our tradition, we've lost exactly the tradition of what that fish is, which we can't identify that fish. And therefore, we're no longer able to make that blue dye. Some do wear a blue dye because one of the great Hasidic rabbis, he had a whole theory that he found it, and he brought a number of proofs. Most of the great Rabbonim disagree with him and disprove what he brings as his sources. But so you do nonetheless do see some people still wearing a blue dye at Techeles, but most of the Jewish world doesn't do so today because we follow the majority opinions that we've lost that tradition. However, the Gemara says that the wearing of the Techeles, the wearing of that blue dye is doimel yam. It reminds us of the blue sea. Yam doimel rakia. The blue sea reminds us of the blue skies. Harakia doimel kisei kavod. And the blue skies remind us of God's throne of glory. So by looking at those tzitzis, by looking at that blue, the blue color on the tzitzis, which contrasts with the white, so it reminds us of the sea, that reminds us of the sky, that reminds us of Kisei HaKavod, reminds us of Hashem, reminds us that there's a creator that's behind everything, that there's a deep purpose to all, to the universe, that each and every one of us, there's no coincidences in the world, and each of our, every one of us was created, was born with a purpose and with a mission, which is not accidental, which is not random, which is not coincidental, which is perfectly weighted for our neshama, for our soul, and for the job that our soul is supposed to perform in this world. And the family we're born into, and the time that we are born into, and the potential and capacity and qualities of each neshama is perfectly measured and is part of the mission we're supposed to fulfill in this world. So the color of the tzitzis reminds us of this inner mission that every human being has, and that we are not here to get caught up with the superficialities and externalities of life, but rather we have a much deeper spiritual mission to fulfill, and that's why we were born. So tzitzis provides that from two points of view. From the metzis we look through, and from the color reminds us of Hashem. And therefore that's why the Gemara says that anybody is careful with the mitzvah of tzitzis, so such a person will be zoiche to see the Shechina, to see God's presence, to experience God's presence. That's not a reward, that's a consequence. The direct consequence of fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis properly is it enables us to see through the externalities of the world and enter into this inner world, the inner world of the soul, the inner world of the spirit, the inner world of God. So the consequence of mitzvah of tzitzis is that we actually see Hashem, which is a very powerful opportunity that we all have. So that's what the tzitzis is telling us. It's either or, it's two extremes. Either we're in a world of superficiality and of externalities, or we enter this inner world of spirituality. It's one or the other. Either we're in the world of acharei levavchem v'acharei neichem, that we zoinim, that we betray God's loyalty, and we follow just our desires like a sophisticated animal, or we are lo sasuru. We don't follow these temptations, and we are able to connect to this inner world of spirituality. So tzitzis give us that great opportunity, and tzitzis are that reminder. As the Torah says, Urisem oso uschartem is called mitzvos Hashem. You should look at them and remember all the mitzvos of Hashem. Look and remember that there is a deeper inner world, that there's a spiritual world, and don't get too caught up in the superficial, material, external world that exists around us. That's what the tzitzis are telling us. So it's an amazing idea. It's saying that all we need is a reminder. We need to be reminded of this inner world. And we all can access this inner world. We all have the ability. We all have the capability. It's not so far away from us. It's something that's within our reach. We have the capability and potential to enter into this inner world. and to live with the cognizance, the awareness, the understanding of spirituality and of the spiritual job that we have to fulfill in this world. So tzitzis are just a reminder. We need a reminder. And when we constantly remind it, so then we're able to operate on this plane and we're able to live with this spiritual awareness. And when we do that, everything changes. So then life becomes very different. Because when we're operating in the paradigm and on the plane of just the material and physical, we're pursuing our desires and our drives, and we want to fulfill our appetites for power and our appetites for pleasure. That's the zone that we are honed into. So then the world is a place of dog eats dog. The world is a place where we're jealous of others and where we're competing with others and where we're following, we're trying to fulfill our desires as much as we can. It becomes a very lonely, dark, competitive, aggressive place. But when one sees past that, when one's metzitz and does what the metzitz tells us to do, and we enter into this inner world of spirituality, so it's a world of beauty and of light and of growth and of fulfillment and of mission and of direction and of tranquility. It's a different world that one lives in. So if one is able to learn the message of tzitzis by remembering constantly not to get carried away with the material world, so it gives one fulfillment and purpose and meaning both in this world and in the next world. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Focus on Our Sages with Rabbi Danny Sackstein on 101.9 High FM.
We've been learning about the Or HaChaim's explanation of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Or HaChaim says that the tzitzis presents us with an opportunity to see through the material, superficial world and to enter into an inner world of spirituality, of serving God, in which we have an opportunity to develop and grow and connect to the beauty and the essence of this world in a peaceful, complete, harmonious way. And that's not too difficult for us. We just need a few reminders and we're able to achieve it. Interestingly enough, that women are not chayiv in the midst of tzitzis, are not obligated to wear tzitzis, like men are. And the Kabbalistic Sforim write, which were written many centuries ago, way before the feminist movement, they write that men need constant reminders, that men are more likely and are more at risk to sway and to lose their way, as opposed to women who are strong and who are loyal. And once connected, women remain loyal to that connection far better than men do. And that's why men need these external reminders like tzitzis and like tefillin, and women don't need them because they remain connected. The message is very powerful. Chazal tell us, our sages teach us, "Ein bein gan eden legehenem ela kachuta saara," that there's the difference between heaven, which is Gan Eden, and hell, which is the place of suffering in the next world, is just a hair's breadth. That hair's breadth is that working on ourselves, reminding ourselves not to get carried away in the material physical world, but to remind ourselves to connect to this deeper spiritual world. And it's just a hair's breadth. It's not that much. It's that constant reminder. So tzitzis come as an aid, as an assistant, as a support to remind us. In fact, the entire system of Torah and mitzvahs is designed in order to be a framework to remind us of what we're doing in this world and where we're going and what God wants of us. So those constant reminders are the difference between succeeding and not succeeding spiritually. Once we're reminded to work on that inner world, so then we make that the focus of our lives, the center of our being, and we connect, we make an attempt to connect with God constantly, to bring God into our lives and into our mindset and into our world. And that's something that we all have the capacity to do and is not too far away from our reach, something that we all are able to achieve. And when we do that successfully, so it really does change everything. It changes the way our priorities, it changes our values, and it enables us to live a life of spiritual value and of meaning. We just have to remind ourselves and think of it regularly and consistently. And that's the Sivu Shalom says a very beautiful thing. The Sivu Shalom says that all of the Torah and mitzvahs are there to assist us in being davuk to Hashem, in clinging to Hashem. So the Torah and mitzvahs are a system that bring us closer to Hashem, that remind us that we are here to connect with God, and that give us the opportunity to do so. And so when one lives the life of Torah and mitzvahs, one constantly has those reminders. So for example, you know, one's hungry and is going to eat a meal, and one, you know, either can dig into that meal like an animal and just, you know, devour it, or the Torah says we have to say a blessing before we say before we eat. We say the blessing, and suddenly we're taking this very physical act of eating and we're transforming it into something eternal and spiritual. And we're saying, blessed are you, God, the King of the world, who provided this food for us, whatever food that maybe is, based on the blessing that we're saying. And that transforms us. It changes everything. It reminds us that I'm not an animal, that I'm a sophisticated creature that is in this world to connect to that inner spiritual world and to connect to God. So the whole structure and system of Torah and of mitzvahs gives us this opportunity to pierce through this veil of materialism and enter into inner spiritual world. And for that we were created. That's our mission. That's our purpose in this world, is to connect to spirituality in that way. The Sfas Emes is a beautiful idea. The Sfas Emes on this week's parsha, Sfas Emes, so we've quoted the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, the great leader, Sfaradi Gadol, rabbi and holy person. We've quoted the Nesiv Shalom. So let's quote another great Hasidic master, the Sfas Emes, who was the Rebbe, the leader of Gera Hasidim, of the group of Gera Hasidim. He was the second Rebbe in the dynasty of Ger. Ger is the largest group of Hasidim in the world today. Many Ger Hasidim in Europe, in the United States, and particularly in Israel. So the Sfas Emes, who was a great genius, the grandson of the Chiddush Arim, who was the first Ger Rebbe, he says, on Tzitzis, he says that the reason why the Parsha of Tzitzis, which we've been discussing, is in this week's Parsha, Parsha Shlach Lecha, is because the Meraglim, exactly what tzitzis want us to do is what the Meraglim didn't do. That the tzitzis want us to see through this physical world, this material world, this single dimensional existence of just chasing our appetites for power and pleasure, and want us to connect to a deeper, bigger, broader spiritual world. And unfortunately, that was the mistake of the Meraglim, says the Sfas Emes. And he says that the Meraglim, when they arrived in the land of Israel, so the land of Israel, wherever they went, they saw that there were funerals in all parts of the country. And they attributed, they just took a very superficial look at things. And they came to one place and there was a funeral. Everybody was involved in the funerals. Another place they were involved in the funerals. And they saw it had big fruit and they saw the people were large. So what was their report back? Well, it's a place which they're very large, powerful people. There's big, delicious fruit and everybody's dying. There must be plagues everywhere because everybody's dying. That was the dimension in which they locked into when they went into the land. But they missed the whole point. They missed the whole neshama. They didn't see, firstly, that if they looked with a deeper eye and they peered through the superficial surface, they would have realized, they would have seen that the reason why people were dying was because God set that up as a diversion and protection of them. Whenever they went to a town, people were involved in funerals, and that was in order that they wouldn't stand out and they wouldn't be suspected of being spies. They would be caught. So God was actually helping them, but they missed that and they just saw the funerals and they missed the great spiritual power that the land offers. And only Yehoshua and Kalev got that and said, no, it's a good land. It's a land of great spirituality. It's a land of God's presence where you can see God's presence in a much clearer, more powerful way. A land of Hashkocha, a land where God is close. And it's a place where one can develop and grow like no other place in the world. That's what Yeshua and Caleb said. But they just saw the material, physical side. And the truth is, if one goes to Eretz Yisrael and he just operates on this physical plane, one's going to have a very hard time. And one's going to struggle because physical, material things don't come easy in the land of Israel. But if one connects in this deeper dimension and one sees the soul of the land, and one allows one's soul to connect to the spiritual power that is present in the land of Israel. So then it's an incredible experience. Then it's unbelievable. If one is pursuing Torah mitzvahs in Eretz Israel, there's nothing like it, and there's no place they can compete with that. So it depends what one is looking for, what kind of eyes they are using when they approach the land. So Sfasemi says, that was the mistake of the Meraglim, and that's what Mitzvah of Tzitzis comes to tell us, is don't make the mistake that the Meraglim made, that the spies make, but see through the physical, see through the material, and connect to the soul and the spirit that exists in this wonderful world that we live in. Please stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
This is Focus on Our Sages with Rabbi Danny Sackstein on 101.9 Chai FM.
Let's close off with another beautiful idea of Nesivah Shalom, which is connected to what we were saying before. And that is the mistake the Meraglim made, the spies made, is they saw just a physical aspect of the land. They weren't able to see beyond that and peer beneath the surface and see that great spiritual power, that those great reserves of spiritual energy that are present only in the land of Israel, unlike any other place in the world. The Nesivah Shalom says an incredible thing. He says that we have a task in this world. Our mission in this world, as we've been saying, is to overcome, is to not allow the physical and material to be the be-all and end-all, the focus of our being, but to overcome those diversions and connect to the deeper part of life, to serving God, to fulfilling God's commandments, God's mitzvahs. That's the reason why we're here. That's the challenge of life that we all face. But the truth is, we're in a physical world. We're in a material world. We are very impressed by material things, and they're very powerful. And so how is it at all possible that we're going to be able to make that secondary, to make that subsidiary, and the focus, the main part of our being, is going to be spirituality? It's a very difficult thing. So the Nesivah Shalom says that God gave us three different weapons, three different ways that we could succeed in that task, despite the odds being against us, because we live in a physical material world. And he says all of those three appear in the different dimensions of life, what he calls time, space, and neshama, and the soul part of the world. So within the dimension of time, we have an assistance. We have a secret weapon, and that's called Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos allows us, in the dimension of time, to connect to a higher dimension, to connect to a spiritual world and a spiritual existence. And anybody who's kept Shabbos and who's done so properly can testify to the fact that one lives in a different zone. One lives in a different space. One lives in a different reality on Shabbos, a serenity and a beauty. And a holiness permeates one's being on Shabbos, enters one's home and one's life. One lives in a different dimension on Shabbos. So Shabbos enables us to overcome the physical and the mundane world in the dimension of time. In the dimension of space, we also have a secret weapon, and that's called Eretz Israel. The land of Israel is a place where we connect to Hashem and Hashem's presence in a much more powerful way than we do out of Israel. And one can feel, and I have many stories of people that have gone to Israel and have felt the spiritual power. I have stories of people that have been involved, Jews that have been involved in Eastern practices, and they go to the Kotel, they go to the Western Wall, the Makom HaMikdash, the place of the Beis HaMikdash, and they have such an intense spiritual experience that they see the power of Hashem and of the Torah, and they return to a life of Torah. There are many stories like that, because such is the power of Yerushalayim and the power of Eretz Yisrael. That's the secret weapon in the dimension of space that God has given us. And finally, there's a secret weapon in the dimension of neshama, what the Nesivah Shalom calls the dimension of soul, and that is Torah and mitzvahs. If one clings to the Torah and the mitzvahs, so one is able to elevate oneself in respect to the dimension of the soul. So, in conclusion, the Or HaChaim has opened our eyes and has showed us that through the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's a reminder that we must see through, we must be matzit, and see through the facade of this physical material world, see God in the world, connect to God, and live with this inner dimension of our being, and live in a soul world and a spiritual world. That's our role. That's our job. That's the opportunity we have with the mitzvah of tzitzis. And that's something that unfortunately the Meraglim were not able to do. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.